San Andreas just can't get enough of the Glory Hole theme park.
Glory Hole, where strangers become friends.
Glory Hole,
you don't need to know names.
It's the place for magic and adventure. We all like speaking rodents to entertain and educate our kids. And now with Jerry Gerbil, the kids have someone they can really relate to.
Kids, come and play. I've got puppies to show you.
Yay, try speaking rodent.
Go on, kids, have fun. I know it's safe. Jerry's wearing a latex bodysuit.
See you later, Mom. We're off to have fun with strangers.
Glory Hole. And it's worth it.
Ride the log flume. Live the adventure of the flaming scream machine. Okay. Glory Hole Theme Park.
Glory Hole.
Open every day till 3 a.m. Come live the mystery.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 What am I supposed to be doing here?
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Roy the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 He's blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey everybody, this is Roy and you're listening to the Snowplow Show. This episode is sponsored by Darnell. Darnell's our one loco. See how I'm easing you guys into the idea of doing the four locos of the show? I still don't know if I'm going to do that. Who knows what's going to happen? All I know is it's been another month, and I am now, once again, like 60 sponsors behind. There's absolutely no way to catch up. So far, though, nobody has emailed me and said, no, RBCP, no, don't do that. They haven't told me it's bullshit. And if I do that, they're quitting everything PLA related. So that's a good sign. Hopefully nobody will mind. If you do mind, please let me know your grievances through email, rbcp@phonelosers.org, or any other way, I don't care. I would like to know, though, seriously, if anyone has a problem with that idea or any of the other ideas we discussed on previous shows. So last week, after the last show I did, I think it was, the one that had Trainwreck and Mistress Morgan on it, and Trainwreck introduced me to Lenny, the automated system thing that Dashy created, where it will trick someone into thinking they're talking to a senile old man named Lenny. Anyway, this guy named Barry sent me an email, and he says, hey Brad, huge fan of your stuff for years, was just listening to the last episode of the Snowplow Show, and I love the part with Lenny, so I told my mom some guy called wanting to speak with her. She's been leaving her number all over the place online looking for a used car. So her mom just kind of assumed that's what it was about. So Barry started recording her on a video, and he sent me the video of it. And it's a video of his mom talking on the phone with Lenny. And you know, you can only hear the mom's side. And I showed this to Dashy, and Dashy thought it was hilarious, of course. So he looked through his logs, and I guess his system keeps everything, keeps all of the recordings. So he sent me a recording of the entire call with this guy's mom and Lenny. And I'm not going to play the entire thing here because, you know, it's the same thing we heard the other day. But here's a small bit of it from Dashy.
I'm sorry. It's Kathy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Do you have a car for sale?
Oh, good. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, which car is it that you have for sale?
Oh, yes, yes. Someone did say last week, no, someone did call last week about the same thing. Was that you?
I never called anybody. I put a notification in through email.
Yes. Sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Kathy.
Well, it's funny that you should call because my third eldest, Larissa, she was talking about this just last week.
Okay, that's all I'm going to play of that. I can't handle listening to Lenny ramble on about his daughter again. But thank you, Barry, for sending me the recording, the video of your mom. Even though I'm not playing that one, and I'm playing Dashy's full recording instead. But a lot of people on PCN have been having a lot of fun with Lenny. And they've been getting all kinds of people to call it. And a lot of the prank shows have been featuring people talking to Lenny, most of them just getting confused and annoyed and maybe sometimes angry. It's good stuff. Oh, and Barry sent me another email after I showed him the link to the full version, and he's like, wow, that's so cool, thanks for sending me the link. She'll be the laughing stock of the family for years. So hopefully Barry hasn't been kicked out of his house yet. I also got an email from Uncle Scott, and he says, hey Roy, I just wanted to tell you that Lenny is a genius idea. I'm gonna prank my roommate and pretend Lenny is from the insurance company. That's weird, I thought Uncle Scott just lived alone and drank rum by himself and cried all day. Had no idea he had a roommate. He says, brilliant, just brilliant. Tell Dashie to never take down Lenny. Love you, buddy. If any of you would like to talk to Lenny on the telephone, the phone number is 206-456-0257. Lenny is a very lonely old man and would love for as many people as possible to talk to him. Did you guys know that there is a Snowplow Show Facebook? It's facebook.com/snowplowshow. I don't really announce shows on there too often, but or anything like that. It's just random pictures, I guess, mostly. But the reason I'm mentioning this is because I posted some screenshots on there of a guy on Facebook freaking out over the late night phone calls I made to them during the last show. It was two guys, two different people. One of them is a person that didn't even appear on the show because he wouldn't answer the phone, but he left a message that says, who the fuck called me 5 times at 1:15 a.m. from a California number 4 times and an 815 phone number 1 time. You call that much and don't leave a message, you're being annoying. Leave a message next time if it's that important. So that guy's really pissed off and I didn't even talk to him. But the other guy is his brother, apparently. And he says, I love getting a prank call from someone at 1:30 in the morning from a guy named Roy at Verizon claiming that I'm making prank calls. I really think I should post the number since he forgot to block the number. Idiot. Oh, and whoever the girl is that owns that phone number would love that. And of course, it's just a random phone number that I chose to show up on the caller ID. So I feel sorry for whoever the girl is that owns the number. Oops. Thank you, whoever sent me those posts, though. That was kind of funny to see that. Let's get onto the show, though. Today we're going to do some hood rat shit with our friends. A bunch of people over the last week have sent me this story about Comcast, and I guess that means I am required to talk about this story from Comcast.
If you think opening bills is bad, imagine your last name is Brown instead of your first...
Oh my god, their name is Brown. What a horrible tragedy. That's what it sounds like, sorry.
Name, your Comcast bill is addressed to, I'm only gonna say this once, A-hole.
I was really shocked.
Weeks earlier, Lisa Brown of Spokane, Washington, had called Comcast to cut back on their service to save money.
I was very polite.
I'm gonna call bullshit on that right there. I don't think she was very polite. Because why would a Comcast employee just change her name to asshole if she wasn't being an asshole? There's just no way. She's full of shit.
No wonder the A word peeking through the plastic window on the envelope left her flabbergasted.
I felt like it was just like retaliation because I didn't take what they offered me.
So Lisa marched down to the local Comcast office and just showed them the bill saying, look at this.
They looked and said, oh my gosh.
They were very apologetic, but Lisa wanted to talk to someone high up when Senior VP Charlie Heron called.
Assured me that the employee was let go.
Lisa says Comcast redeemed itself and promised a refund what the Browns had paid for the past 2 years' service. She's expecting a nearly $3,900 check.
Of course, with the right name.
What?
Just this past summer, Comcast got hit with a ton of bad publicity.
Wow, she gets that much of a refund just for being an asshole. That's crazy. Anyway, this is all over the net, of course. A bunch of people have sent me this, and I've seen it all over blogs and everything. And most of the stories show the picture of her bill where it says Asshole Brown. It's not A-hole Brown. They're just not allowed to say asshole because they're the news. But anyway, all of the articles had the, you know, important personal information blocked out, except for her name, Asshole Brown, and some charges. But one blog, or one news site, and I don't remember which one it was, but it was the one that somebody posted on the Phone Losers of America Facebook group, they didn't block out the account number, their Comcast account number. It was just the entire number was written there. So I'm thinking, wow, I could just call Comcast and say, hey, I'm with Comcast. Here's an account number. Why don't you tell me who owns it? So I did, and they gave me the full name of this lady, and they gave me her address, and they gave me her phone number. And I thought, wow, this is great. I'm going to call her up and say something hilarious. Maybe do a customer survey for Asshole Brown or something. Maybe tell her that we reviewed the recordings and it turns out she actually was being an asshole. So no refund for her. But she's not answering her phone. And that's why I've waited until this week to even talk about this. Because I was hoping, you know, at some point over the weekend, I could get an answer from her. And, you know, do a professional interview with her. But no, no answer still. She just will not answer her phone. And that really sucks because that would have been a lot of fun. Over the weekend, there was an update to the story where other people started reporting the exact same thing. Customer service reps would get pissed off at them for whatever reason. And they changed their names on their bills to something else. Someone's name was changed to Whore. Someone else's name was changed to Dummy. And then there was another one that just didn't make sense. Maybe it was a foreign word. I don't know. All I know is it really sucks that I can't get a hold of Asshole Brown. So to make up for it, I am going to go on Comcast's Facebook page, which is located at facebook.com/Xfinity. And I'm going to click on the section that says Posts to Page, where anybody can post things on their page. I can't believe Comcast even has this enabled, because it's just a constant stream of hatred from customers. Like, nothing but hate. Hundreds of posts every day of people just telling the truth about Comcast. And I'm going to try and find some of these that have listed phone numbers and give them a call. Here's a post on Comcast page by a guy named Ray. Ray says, I have made numerous phone calls, done the chat thing, posted on Facebook, trying now for 4 years to get cable service brought to my house, as well as my neighbors. Why can you spend millions advertising wanting satellite customers to switch to your service, as well as millions sponsoring a NASCAR series, and not spend what it would take to run 2 miles of cable to my house, which would also pick up 15 other houses that might want your services? It really doesn't make much sense to me. I think Ray has a good point, but that's not going to stop me from calling him up and being a big jerk to him.
Hello?
Hello, Ray.
Yes.
Hey, this is Dave from Comcast.
Yeah.
And we saw you posted on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to let you know that we don't really cater to stupid rednecks. And that's why you won't be getting cable out where you live.
Okay.
Out in the sounds goddamn fine. Boonies.
Yep, sounds fine.
Good.
So you're really with Comcast, right?
Correct.
You are serious.
Yeah, and I don't appreciate you being an asshole to us on our page. This page is for customers, and you're not a customer.
Okay.
So now, you need to just unlike our page and fuck off.
Okay. Would you care to give me your boss's name?
No, I wouldn't. Why would I? You're not even a customer. You have no business with us. So stay off our page and leave us alone.
Really?
That's right. What are you gonna do? Cancel your service? Oh, wait. You don't have any.
Okay. Look, goodbye. Don't call me again.
I won't. I won't, fuck man. Off. Stay off our page and I won't call you. That'll teach him to have hopes and dreams of high-speed internet. And hopefully he'll stop complaining now and do something more constructive with his time, instead of spending 4 years bothering Comcast. Yeah. Here's a complaint from Megan. She says, since June, my family has had major issues with our internet service through your company. We've made countless phone calls, had several technicians out, and have changed routers in the hope that the problem would be fixed. Today, after speaking with a representative from your company to confirm that a technician was coming out tonight between the hours of 5 and 7, holy crap, I'm not going to read this whole thing. I'm only a third of the way through. She just complains and complains that, you know, the technician never showed up. So I'm going to call up and I'm going to be the technician. See if she's available now. Tell her I was high last night and I got lost.
Hello?
Hello, is Megan available?
Who's calling?
Oh, this is Roy from Comcast.
There's no Megan that lives here. There hasn't been a Megan that lives here for over 5 years.
Okay, don't bite my head off, Jesus fucking Christ.
You're from Comcast and you're talking to me like that, Roy?
Well, what are you being like
no,
that
Roy,
for?
No, Roy, you're talking to me like that?
I was just trying to find
I'm
Megan.
I'm going
to
call your head office. What? But I have your phone number on my phone.
Megan gave me this number.
And you tell me not to fucking cry?
No, I didn't say that.
That was the term you used, Roy.
I didn't say anything like that.
Yeah, you did. Just, I have it recorded.
You're just hearing anything.
I have a recorder going.
You're just hearing things. Why do you have a recorder on your phone? That's weird.
For calls just like this.
Well, that's illegal,
okay, Roy,
though.
I will talk to your Comcast office. Thank you.
I don't give
Goodbye.
You permission to record me.
Wow. Apparently he had a messy divorce or something. Sandra says she's had weeks of problems with video on demand. The picture freezes, the pixels break up, etc. When will this be fixed?
Hello?
Hello, Sandra?
Yes.
Hey, it's Dave from Comcast.
Oh, my goodness, I'm sorry. I just, when the phone rang a while ago and I didn't recognize the number, I'm so tired of these marketing calls that I just come in and click the thing to automatically hang up.
Oh, okay.
So you were calling about?
Oh, well, I was just doing a survey, making sure your service is working okay and everything with Comcast.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. So I'll mark no, it's not here. And all right.
Because I posted some things a while ago. Video on demand is really messed up.
Is it like pixelated or something, probably?
Yeah, a lot of it's pixelated and it freezes.
I see. Yeah, that's just the way it is. I mean, nobody else complains. That's just the way it works.
I don't think that's so. You must not be in touch with things because there are a lot of people that have complained on Facebook about that.
No, they haven't. Come on.
You must not be legitimate. Bye.
What are you talking about? Those are the only three people I could reach from the past 24 hours of complaints on the Facebook page. So I give up. I'm not calling anymore. At least that second call was somewhat amusing to me. There was actually a sequel to that second call, the one where I asked for a lady, and he's like, oh, she hasn't lived here for 5 years. And I accidentally erased it when I was recording some other, you know, the call after that. But when I called back, it was like 15 or 20 minutes later, and he was writing a letter. And I asked him, are you writing a letter or an email? And he said he's writing a letter to Comcast, a paper letter. And he gave me the name of the person he was writing to. And he's writing them a letter about me. And I wish I hadn't deleted it. I'm so stupid. But I guess it's hilarious enough just knowing that this guy is writing a letter on paper to Comcast, which I'm sure they're going to read. You know what we haven't done in a show in a while? And I'm sure you guys all really miss this because it's been such a long time since we've done this. We haven't done bank customer calls, right? You know, where John McCabe, he's getting misdirected calls from the bank and he's forwarding all of their messages to me. I miss doing those calls. So I think on this show, we're going to do a few more of those. I've got a big directory here full of bank customer calls. I meant to send a bunch of these to Carlito. I really wanted to this past week for his Sunday night show on Prank Call Nation. But something came up on Sunday and I was just gone. I was out of the house all day and I didn't even get to hear his show yet. I really want to hear Carlito take some of these though, damn it. So Carlito, don't let me forget this week. I'm definitely going to send you some of these bank customer numbers that John McCabe keeps sending me. So I have two of them that happened today. So here's one. They didn't leave a message. They just called this morning and they hung up. This one happened almost 9 hours ago.
Hello.
Hello, this is Roy from the Bank of America.
Oh, hi.
Hi, were you trying to give us a call earlier?
Yeah, but I solved it. In the settlement that I had, there was supposed to have been 619 something sent to my insurance company, and they indicated to me that that might take a little longer than I thought, so Everything's okay.
Well, why didn't you leave a message at least and tell us what you wanted? Because I just saw it on my caller ID. It's like missed call, and you didn't even leave a message. That was really rude of you.
Yeah, well, I called back, and if I don't get an answer, I don't talk. So I called back and got somebody.
Well, that's fucking rude.
It's not really rude of me.
No,
it
is. It is fucking rude. You should leave a message the first time. Oh, no, you hung up.
Hello?
Hey, that was really rude of you to hang up on me.
You're rude.
No,
what is your name and your employee number?
My name's Roy. My employee number's 15698.
15698.
Yeah, and okay. I don't care who you tell, because you're a rude person.
Yeah, well, we'll find out who's rude, Roy. You're not customer oriented.
We already. I'm not a customer
and
service representative.
You're bad for the. You're bad for the company.
Look, I'm just the janitor here. I'm not even a customer service rep. I'm just the janitor.
Well, then you shouldn't be doing what you're doing.
Well, I just wanted to try and help.
You should not be calling customers up and telling them, swearing at them and telling them they're rude.
Well, I'm working on that. You know, I'm trying to get better, but I'm just
well,
the janitor.
You better get better.
Okay. I'm really good with numbers, though.
You, a janitor, are answering service calls from customers?
It was really early in the morning, so I saw that there was a missed call, so I just wanted to call you back. Because I saw in the log that nobody had called back yet. And then you had to be rude to me.
I did call back.
Well, no.
No, I did call back.
No, you
didn't. If I don't get an answer and I have to go to a machine, I call back and go to a different setup.
You didn't call this number back.
But Roy, that's my entitlement as a customer.
Well, that makes you an asshole.
Gives you a lot of interest. Your bank.
You're a fucking asshole, then.
I have that entitlement.
You're a goddamn asshole. I said you're an asshole for doing that.
Like, well, you know, I'm going to tell you something right now. You may lose your job over this, Roy.
No, I won't.
We'll see.
I am the best janitor in this entire area. You can ask anyone.
All right.
Why
don't we just drop it? Why don't we just drop
it? Well, why don't you not
forget what you said?
Don't call here again.
What I said.
No, I'm not dropping shit. You shouldn't be calling and just not leaving messages. When I call someone and they don't answer, I leave a message on their machine. How else are they going to know when someone calls? You know? I guess he hung up. I didn't hear it hang up. Holy crap, that guy was rude. I've got a bunch of emails here from yesterday, from Monday. People who were trying to reach the bank on Monday. Like this one. She says, "Hey, this is Mary calling. I'm looking for Jason. We are in the midst of trying to refinance her home, and he was helping us, and we have some questions. Please give us a call back." And this name sounds familiar, her first and last name. I think maybe I've talked to this person before, but I don't know for sure. Let's find out. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi, I'm calling for Mary.
What do you need, buddy?
Hey, don't call me buddy, pal. This is Roy from the Bank of America.
Okay. Okay.
And I need to talk to Mary, pal.
What do you need?
Well, I'm returning her call.
Okie dokie.
Don't call me.
Hello.
Hi, Mary.
Yes.
It's Roy from the Bank of America. You called yesterday.
Okay.
And I'm returning your call.
I was asking for a Jason because he's the one that was helping us.
Yeah. Well, Jason already left for the day.
Oh.
So you can just talk to me.
It was about our mortgager deal.
What?
Hang on. Well, we're in the midst of refinancing, and Jason was helping us, and we got some papers in the mail, and we had some questions on it.
Well, don't be so needy. I mean, Jason, I can do anything Jason can do, so don't act like Jason's the only one that can help you.
Oh, okay. Do you want to talk to him?
Where's the paper? We got about 7 sheets of paper that we got here, and I just really needed to know what you needed, I guess, under what the borrower would have to need.
Oh.
And I get a bunch of shit phone calls. That's why I was a prick on the phone.
Yeah, you sure are.
Okay, well, I imagine you get shit phone calls too, buddy.
No, not usually. Just you, pretty much.
Really?
Yep.
You don't get them at home, huh?
Nope. You know why? Because I don't have a home phone. Because it's 2015 and people don't have home phones anymore. I have a cell phone. Guess how many telemarketers I get every day? 0. Because they don't call cell phones.
Well, they call my cell phone because I have a business and a life. Okay.
You're so stupid for having a home phone, is what I'm saying. Hmm. I mean, if you're going to have a home phone, at least don't complain about it when telemarketers call you. Because that's what they do on home phones.
I know.
You don't need
I'm
to whine. Don't whine about it.
I'm just a big asshole.
I never said that.
Oh. Before the closing, documents can be you need to provide the lender hazardous insurance policy. That's just our policy for the home, correct?
Man, I'm not sure, because I'm just the janitor here, and I usually don't do this stuff. I usually just clean the offices.
You are a fucking asshole, you know that?
Don't even talk to him.
Oh my god. That lady sounded like she was just in complete distress. Don't even talk to him. Hello? Hello? Okay, now they're just hanging up on me. I kind of think I did talk to them before, just because of the name that's on this voicemail. I remember the last name. It's an unusual name. I wonder how long it's going to be before John McCabe receives a call from the Bank of America, and they're like, hey, what the fuck are you saying to our customers? Why are you doing this? You're a horrible person. Here's another one that is just a hang-up. They didn't leave a message, which, by the way, was very rude of them.
Hey.
Hello?
What?
Hey, don't be rude. This is John from the Bank of America. You called...
You're John from Bank of America. I'm not being rude. I'm being responsive. What do you need?
No, you're being rude. You're being an asshole. You're, like, yelling at me. I'm just returning your call.
I called the BOA.
What?
I called BOA.
Yeah, the BOA.
When did I make that call?
Yesterday. Don't deny it. We have your caller ID right here. You better not be making prank calls.
What are you, an official person or whatever? You're being rude.
No,
don't need not to deny it.
You started it.
Why should I deny it?
You started it. Like, you're the one that started being rude before me.
John, hello, John. How are you doing today? I'm quite lovely myself. How are you doing, John?
That's better. Why don't you be like that in the first place, and then you won't have problems.
Oh, I cannot help that, John. I'm being very responsive. I'm rude right now.
What do you mean you can't help it?
I'm being curious.
What do you mean you can't help it? You can help it.
I don't want any psychoanalysis from you, John.
You don't just pick
John,
up the phone.
And, how can I help you?
You don't just pick up the phone and grunt at someone like that. That's bullshit.
No, I'm very apprehensive of telemarketers. That's why I have that.
Well, I'm not a goddamn telemarketer.
I'm sorry to have offended you.
I'm not a telemarketer.
Okay, I'm aware of that now. Yes, John.
Okay, so what'd you want?
I don't know why I call.
Oh my John, God! What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know. I think I was calling, and I called the wrong department.
Oh, you idiot.
And perhaps I was anticipating this to have been the correct department.
Oh, I see.
I'm sorry, John.
Oh, it's okay.
I have a thing for telemarketers, and I'm very sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Blame the telemarketers for your rudeness.
No. Quite honestly, that's... I'm pretty much 90%, and I need to start that 95% of the time. I'm very offensive and anticipating telemarketers.
I see.
So I'm sorry about that, John.
Oh, it's okay. I totally forgive you.
Okay, thanks.
Love you.
I love you too, John. All right. No, I do love you, and we are all one. Right, John?
Yeah, we are. We're all one. I agree.
All right, you have a good evening, John.
You too. Hugs and kisses. Bye.
Bye.
What the hell just happened? I think I'm engaged now, but I'm not sure. If you feel bad for that guy, because I kind of do personally. Yeah, that was weird, but I do feel kind of bad for that one. This next one is definitely going to make you feel bad, because I'm going to play for you guys the call that Neon made on her own show. On her own show on Prank Call Nation. It's called Neon Nights. And I told you guys about this one on a previous show, where she got some old lady out of bed. And I haven't re-listened to this one yet, but John McCabe, he thought it was hilarious, and he cleaned up the audio on it and sent it to me. And Neon says I am allowed to play this call on my show. And I'm probably going to edit this down because it's 12 minutes long, but here it goes. Here is the call from last week on Neon's show.
Hello. Hi, is this Madeline?
Yes.
Hi, Madeline. This is Lisa calling from Bank of America on behalf of your loan that you've taken out with us.
Okay, I'm working on that.
Are you sleeping, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're working on it, you need to be working on it every minute of the day.
Well, I will. Okay,
why don't you go ahead and get up right now, and we can get started right now.
You're kidding, I'm sound asleep.
Oh, not at all. See, we know that our customers at Bank of America expect us to work 24/7, and we expect the same of our customers. It's part of the reciprocal customer service. Customer to employee service.
Bitch.
Hello? Oh, okay, did you bring all of your loan paperwork?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Are you sitting on your bed or are you sitting on at a table?
I'm in the kitchen.
Are you in the kitchen? Are you gonna? Do you need to make some coffee before we go over this? You sound kind of drowsy.
No, I was sound asleep.
Oh, okay. Why don't you go ahead and make some coffee or get something to drink?
No.
Relax for a second.
I don't drink coffee at night.
I can wait. Did you go to get the water? The refreshing water? If you're going to take any longer, I'm going to have to rip your papers up. If you're going to take that long with the water...
No.
I can't rip it anymore.
You know what? You took too long, and now I'm going to rip your paperwork. Do you hear that?
That's funny.
Do you think that's funny? This is what happens when you think you can sleep in on Bank of America hours. I mean, we're not on bankers' hours anymore. We have to work all the time, lady. We're waiting for you.
Well, I had to go to Appleton today, which...
Oh, I don't want to hear your life story.
2 hours each way, and...
Oh, my God, you're such a complainer. Like, is that why you need a loan? Because do you need a new bed?
Harass me, or do you want to help me do this? I don't have a fax machine.
You don't have... Who has a fax machine? Brad Carter, 2014.
I don't.
Did you need... Why do you need this money?
I'm not...
You don't have one of those bathroom fax machines?
Hey, can I ask you, how much money do you have? You know, like money jingle jangle like this? How much money, how you money make?
Are you people legit? I mean, I'm frankly, you want to help me. I don't think I need to be subjected to harassment.
Hey, shut the fuck up and get out your paperwork, you ho.
What?
You heard me.
Yeah, you know, if you know what happens when you borrow money from people? They have the right to harass you until it's paid back. How much money do you need?
You better get used to it, because this is what it's going to be like from now on.
Is this mobile?
Yeah.
This is the fellow I was dealing with before.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And your name is getting passed around. Pretty soon, every part of you is going to be passed around. Every part of that account. Everybody's going to know what's going on. We got Dwight the janitor here.
Hey, excuse me, ma'am. This is Dwight, and I'll be happy to secure that loan for you if you let me come over and touch your pussy.
Dwight, you know Neon had dibs on her pussy, so please, wait your turn.
Yes, you can have whatever's left after I finish chewing on it.
I think this is insulting.
Is it?
Oh,
maybe you should go back to bed. You know, this has all been a crazy dream. You're not really alive.
Did you really get a glass of water for us?
I got a glass of water.
Can you get another glass of water for Carlito and another one for Arby?
I want a larger glass, like bigger than 16 ounces, please.
I want you to get coffee, damn it.
I want the blue cup.
Can we have a sippy cup for Dwight?
Yeah, and put some of your pussy juice in it.
Are you going to help me figure this out, or are you going to just harass me?
Don't be all demanding with us.
Yeah, you don't have any money. How can you demand anything?
We're in charge here, lady.
And I say that you eat pizza at night.
Okay. I'm just not going to pay attention to this. I got these papers, and okay, it was welcome. What we need for
right.
you to continue...
Well, you know what? Actually, the reason why I'm calling is because with all of our new bank loans that are being taken out, we're actually not really offering, but we're mandating that our people who are taking loans out, loanage people, contribute to a charity of the bank's choice, of course. So we just want to verify that we have all the information that we need and that we let you know and that you acknowledge what charity we're going to give your money to. $50 a month, actually.
I suggest the Baptist ministry.
I'm just wondering whether this is legitimate personnel from Bank of America.
Yeah, because if you say no, it's a bit of a catch. Because if you say no, then you're a terrible person. And you don't understand what loaning and giving and, you know, in good faith to help other people, stuff like that means. So
you heartless winch.
Yeah.
What kind of identification do you have that you are?
My name is Lisa Cheats, and I work at Bank of America.
I'm Johnny Scammer.
Our address is 123 Anytown, USA, Main Street.
Excuse me, ma'am. I just got done cleaning the toilets. Can I come over and take a shit in your toilet?
What is this?
Hi, ma'am. I'm Mr. Cross. I'm the head loan guarantor here at the bank. Good evening. Sometimes I like to... I take the loan... I'm not.
I don't feel I deserve...
Shut up, please. Please, shut up. Shut up, please. I like to take the handwritten loan applications and eat them so that I have the people's power and soul in me that wrote on the paper. But everything is going paperless now, and I can't fucking...
No more dot matrix printers.
So would you write a letter of recommendation so I can eat it? And it'll be like I have a part of you in me.
This isn't helping me.
I need to feed my soul engine.
Can you burn your papers, your loan papers?
Do you have a tea candle, ma'am?
Just send up your sacrifice to the air. Yeah.
We're going to give you an incantation to say.
You're singing, Brad.
Daft Punk was on a lot.
Okay. On the one side of the three section folder, it said, welcome, what we need from you.
Right. Right, and then it says bend over.
How do you still believe us?
I know, what the fuck's wrong with you, ma'am?
Are you on Ambien?
Are your dimples hard?
Or Lunestra?
Lunesta.
Lunesta.
Are you on Cialis?
My name is Johnny Scammer. How can
I told you I eat the papers and get the power in me.
And we made you get a glass of water.
I think I'm going to hang up.
That's a good idea. I think that's a good idea.
Don't fall.
Just go back to bed.
Get him up to me.
Okay, make sure you have a clear path.
This has all been a dream. These are not the droids you were looking for.
Diddly-doo, diddly-doo, diddly-doo. Are you still there?
I'm trying to.
Oh,
sweet
my
dreams,
God.
Sam. Sweet dreams.
Oh, when Brad, when Arby says that, you better go to sleep.
Just go to bed. It'll be okay in the morning.
Whatever you do, don't spill any water on those papers.
Ma'am, go to bed.
Don't fall asleep on the water glass and spill it all over those papers. Because we're not giving you any more. We're poor. Can you give us some money?
Paper doesn't grow on trees, you know.
Well, I don't know who I'm talking to, but it sounds...
Or Bank of America, ma'am.
Just go to sleep, ma'am. Go to sleep. Hang up and go to sleep.
How do I know that you're from Bank of America?
We're not.
You need my verification number, ma'am? My name is Johnny Scammer. My verification number is 666420, Blaze.
Why are you bothering me?
We're trying to figure this shit out.
We're assholes.
And bitches.
All right, so yes, how can we further assist you, ma'am?
Ma'am, we need to come clean with you. We're actually the janitor team here at Bank of America.
Yeah, we like to come clean, if you know what I mean.
That was a good one.
But I wish you could be serious.
Oh,
no, you better be serious.
We're
not the loan people, ma'am. We're the janitors here at Bank of America. We just work the night shift, and we're playing in our boss's office.
We're playing Goonies, and we took all your money out of your account.
Yeah, what I like to do is I take the boss's phone and I rub it on my dirty ass crack, and then I put it on there so when he talks in the morning, he's like, my God, what does that smell?
Oh.
My God, you woman.
Yeah, up there is your time, but down here, this is our time.
Our time.
Those our time good. Down here.
I think I'll wait till tomorrow.
It's all over the minute Christ. You go up in Troy's bucket.
Jesus Christ.
Go to sleep.
So how can we further assist?
Go to sleep.
Okay.
That was for little Bobby. That's what I do for him, little Bobby.
Can we sing her a lullaby?
Sure. Go ahead, Arby.
There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Is that helping?
I
need some backup singers.
Can I call to? Have
yes, ma'am.
Call me
to yeah, call? Call to verify to make sure we're real.
I just call. To say, hung up the fucking phone.
So there you go. That was the call from Neon's show, which happened on January 27th of this year. I'm going to post a link to that once again in the show notes.
if you want to hear that entire show, because there is at least one more bank call customer on her show. But even more importantly, I was on that show, so that's the only reason you should really listen to Neon Nights. So go to the show notes and click on that and listen to her show.
Hey, Roy, this is your Uncle Scott.
Hey, Uncle Scott, how's your roommate? Your new roommate that I didn't know about.
I just wanted to apologize on my nephew's...
It's always an apology
behalf.
With you.
He's been a real troublemaking ass lately, and he's been lying left and right to me and your Aunt Kelly about various things, getting into all kinds of trouble, but... Just wanted to apologize about that, and he won't do it anymore. We'll do it once, Eugene.
I won't do it anymore, Uncle Scott. I promise.
Good. Because next time, if you do, I ain't gonna use any of the version.
Nice.
You
laughing.
Got me, boy?
Yeah, Uncle Scott. Okay.
Good. Anyway, Roy, just wanted to call and tell you that, you know I love you, and you know your Uncle Scott wouldn't do anything to hurt you.
Of course.
Would never mean to hurt you.
I know.
Because he loved you very much, but Eugene was being a very bad boy, and he needed to be disciplined.
Okay.
Every boy. All right. No lubricant next time.
That's enough.
Thank you, Uncle Scott.
Bye, Uncle Scott.
I love you, Roy.
You too.
Talk to you later.
Hugs and kisses. Uncle Scott's really rambling today.
Hey, Brad, I found out something pretty interesting. You may be able to use it for your prank calls, but I just bought a house, and if you Google my address, all the pictures of the house, the inside of my house, there's just pictures all over Google.
What?
You know, from the seller. I thought that was kind of neat.
Oh, that's crazy.
You use the outdoor pictures on your pranks, but... You might be able to snag some pictures of inside people's houses if they're
If they're stupid.
Thanks a lot.
So what, are they reality pictures, or are they just someone that's tagging your location with pictures inside your house? That's just weird. I don't know. Either way, that's kind of weird. I'm usually not a privacy nut or anything, but I don't think I would want pictures of the inside of my house up on Google Street View or whatever. I mean, there's plenty of them that I've put on my own blogs and Instagram and everything, but that would just be weird. Does anyone else know about this? Post it in the comments or wherever.
Yeah, Roy, it's your supervisor here at Bank of America.
Oh, crap.
We've gotten some complaints about some of the voicemails and calls you've been making to some of the clients.
Shit.
If in the future you could refrain from referring to our clients' mothers' assholes, that'd be appreciated.
Come on.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Supervisors always take all the fun out of everything. So I think the show's pretty much over at this point. I mean, you know, it's up there. We're in the 40 minutes area of the show. I'm not going to do any more pranks. But I'm really behind on voicemail, so I'm just going to play a few more of these before I end the show. Hopefully they won't be awful.
Hey, Brad. It's Laura's real boyfriend.
What?
And I'm sitting here on my porch, and I couldn't help but notice that you didn't show up at my party. It was going to be us.
Sorry, fake Gloria.
It was so good, and you didn't show up for your... I hate you, Brad.
Don't hate me, Gloria.
And everyone's ever did. You've been a terrible grandfather to Gloria. Oh, no one loves you, Brad. No way. I despise Cactus.
I mess up all my relationships like this. Oh, who could this next call be from?
Hi, Brad. It's Shitface Make Fuck You Sen, or Gloria, as everyone likes to call me.
Hey, Gloria.
Nobody
else listening is going to understand what you just said, but I understand, and that's all that matters.
We're going to get this really bad snowstorm right now, and like, holy shit. I mean, how bad is it supposed to be? Like, what, 3 feet?
Gloria, this is not your own personal blog. This is the Snowplow Show voicemail.
So it's going to be like 3 feet, and New England's probably going to lose power, and so I'm not going to be able to listen to PLA, and I'm probably going to die of freezingness or whatever the hell it's called, coldness or whatever. Anyway, yeah. So you should call up, just like JAG TV was talking about. you should call up somebody who has a lost dog and say that you have the dog hostage and that you're either going to eat it, kill it, or bury it in the ground.
Or I'm going to cut off its paw and mail it to them.
Or just fuck with somebody. Or, oh my god, do the PetSmart thing and then say, I just saw a missing dog sign. And that's actually really sad. That's really coincidental.
No. I have heard other prankers that do that. They call up lost dog poster people and like, hey, we found your dog. And who knows where it goes from that direction, but it's never pretty.
Hey, Brad. I just wanted to say that it's great that you're making more shows lately. I do have one. I have no idea how you're making as many shows as you are, because ever since we've been friends on Facebook, every time I use my Netflix account, it shows me, you know, what friends have seen the shows that I'm watching, and every single show, whether I watch the show or I don't watch the show, every single show on Netflix, a little thing appears next to it that says, Brad Carter has watched this show.
And it's, I'll tell you my secret. It's called not having a girlfriend.
And it's your face. And I have absolutely no idea how you do anything, you know, your work or anything, because you've apparently watched every single show there is to watch on Netflix. So I just wanted to say, I don't know how you do it. So, you know, share your secrets with us. All right, Brad, talk to you soon.
Actually, the secret is that there is more than just me and my family. And, you know, it's not necessarily me watching what you see on Netflix.
Hey, Brad, it's Dr. Astronaut. I had an idea.
I thought you stopped listening to the show forever.
Good idea. And I don't know if this has been done or whatever, but I think it'd be kind of funny if people maybe went around town and found help wanted signs and then went inside and got the manager's name and acted like they were interested and wrote it all down, get the phone number for the store and sent it to you. And then like a week later, you could call them and pretend that you had interviewed there and you want to know when you're starting. And you can say that you quit your job because you thought you were going to get their job, and they'll act really confused, and you could try to guilt trip them and tell them that you're showing up anyway.
It sounds like a lot of work
to start working. And I don't know. You probably have a lot of fun with that. You probably do that on Craigslist too. Finding jobs that were posted and then like a week later call them or something.
Yep.
All right. Have a good day.
I like the idea, but I don't know. That requires leaving the house.
What you doing? Hey, it's your buddy Chris from Michigan.
What are you asking what I'm doing for? Why are you asking that?
Love the show, brother. Keep it up. Peace.
Hey, Brad. It's Etsa. So why did the cell phone wear glasses? Because it lost its contacts. All right, that's all. I just wanted to call in. Have fun.
That was pretty amazing. I bet you that one's going to make Olga jealous that she didn't come up with it.
Hi, Brad. I was just calling to say that I love the show, and I'm so glad that you are doing more pranks all the time. Of course, I'd love it if you did more shows, but I know that you're busy.
Yeah, busy watching Netflix, apparently, all the time, every show.
But I don't know. It's amazing that you are able to do as many shows as you do now. So keep up the great work. And I look forward to whatever you do to people in the future. Okay, bye.
Whatever horrible things I do to the people in the future. Thanks, girl who does not identify yourself, but may or may not live in Massachusetts. But I will not call you Massachusetts girl, because you might hate that someday, that I've given you a nickname that you don't like.
Hey, Roy. I had a question. I was just listening to the most recent episode of the Snowplow Show with Trainwreck, and my girlfriend and I both thought he was very cute with his broken accent. Oh shit, no, his broken English and French accent. And
everyone thinks Trainwreck's cute.
I want to know if there's somewhere I can go to hear more of him, like if he has his own show, or if I just have to search for shows featuring him.
Both.
Yeah, I thought I had more to say, but I guess I don't. Bye.
You dummy. Yeah, Trainwreck has a show. It's called The Trainwreck of a Show, and you can find that on Prank Call Nation. I'm sure there's a link on the top of the page, you know, that has all the different shows, and, you know, there's a drop-down box, I think, last I checked, and there's The Trainwreck of a Show, and there's probably a podcast feed for him. I don't think he puts his stuff on YouTube like I do, but I believe there is a podcast feed that Prank Call Nation provides. So if you like Trainwreck, and everybody does. You should definitely go listen to his show. And he pops up on a lot of other people's shows, too, all the time. He does more shows than I watch Netflix. So you can find him on just about anything on Prank Call Nation. Let's listen to one last voicemail.
Hey, Brad. It's Olga.
Hi, Olga.
I don't have a joke today, but I guess...
You start all your voicemails like that now. You don't have a joke.
I could add one.
You never have jokes anymore.
But I'm just, like, wondering how far behind are you on music requests, like, through the PLA website?
Pretty
because
far.
I submitted one like months ago, and oh my goodness, it's so relevant to the calls you've been making lately, and I totally think you should play it because it's called Telephone Banking, and I just think it's a great song to play.
Telephone Banking. Let's look on YouTube. I am very far behind. Okay, there. I found it on YouTube. Hopefully, this is the right one. It looks like there's only one song called Telephone Banking by a guy named Clean Bandit. I will definitely play this on the end of today's show, because I agree, that sounds kind of relevant. I have been going through the song requests lately, though, and I'm trying to get caught up on those. I'm trying to get caught up on everything, but I'm writing them in my notebook. You know, I have a list of things I need to start playing.
So play my goddamn song. Okay, I have a joke.
Why
did the phone cross the road? Because it was shoved in the chicken's ass. I made that one up. Okay, bye.
You should write a joke book, Olga, because that was pretty amazing. So I know I said just one more voicemail, but the next one looks like it is probably also from Olga, and it was left on the same day, so we've got to play this one, just in case she forgot something important.
Oh, yeah, it's still Olga.
Hey, Olga.
I had a thought. Okay. I totally think that I should, like, be on a show with you.
Okay.
One day, just like real quick, because I think I have a really nice customer service voice.
Yeah.
And it's all pleasant shit, right?
it's all pleasant and shit. That's something a good customer service representative would say.
But then when they get really mad at me for whatever, I can just tell them a joke, and then they'll be all happy again. I'll just, like, you know, like, make a joke about their race or their penis size or... You know,
it's brilliant.
Their mother.
It's the best idea ever.
Right? Okay, bye.
And then I can be in the background playing the, you know, the rim shot sound effect every time you tell a joke. Best idea ever. Okay, that's going to do it for today's show. Thank you for listening, everyone. Remember to support the show in any way possible, preferably by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org/cactus and pledging as little as possible. 25 cents, 10 cents, a penny. People have been doing that lately. That's awesome. Thank you very much, everyone. Visit us on Twitter, twitter.com/phonelosers, and on facebook.com/phonelosers, and I don't know, phonelosers.org, whatever. I'm ending the show today with a request from Olga. This is Clean Bandit. I've never heard of the guy. And this is a song called Telephone Banking. Bye, everyone.
Hey, Grace, guess what's cool? You're teaching in your band and I'm living in a school. You got another man and I got another boo. I'm glad we moved on, I'm glad we moved on. Hey Grace, guess what? Cool. You're teaching in your band and you got another boo. You got another man and I got another boo. I'm glad we moved on, I'm glad we moved on. I've got some managers and some pennies for the booth. I'll soon be getting pounds and I'm flying out to you. We had to move on, we had to move on. No one understands and no one thinks it's true. I know you wanted me cause I know I wanted you. How can we be free if 1 + 1 is true? We had to move on, we had to move on. No one understands and no one thinks it's true. I know you wanted me cause I know I wanted you. How can we be free if 1 + 1 is true? We had to move on, we had to move on.
checking out the phone book, is it really true? Never really called back, is it really you? All it ever did, just never getting through. Don't leave a message, nothing else to do. Picking up the phone book, is it really true? Never really called back, is it really you? All it ever did, just never getting through. Don't leave a message, nothing else to do.
Hey Grace, guess what? Cool. You're teaching in Japan and I got another school. You got another man and I got another boo. I'm glad we moved on, I'm glad we moved on. Hey Grace, guess what? Cool. You're teaching in Japan and I'm living in a school. You got another man and I got another boo. I'm glad we moved on, I'm glad we moved on.
I won't take my clothes, I wear chinos. Oh, I'm such a loving man. If you could see me now, now, now. Spend all your cash on cappuccinos. Oh, they match your mocha's eye. You could bring them round, round, round. Don't take my clothes, I wear chinos. Oh, I'm such a lovely man. If you could see me now, now, now. Spend all your cash on cappuccinos. Oh, they match your mocha's eyes. Wish you could bring them round, round, round.
Don't even talk to him.